800-592-5577.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m., only on WNN.
This is Steve Kane with a warning from Mr. Electric. Bad electrical wiring is a fire hazard. Old fuse boxes and circuit breakers were not designed to take the stress of modern high-voltage appliances like flat-screen TVs, computers, and home entertainment systems. You also may be in danger from bad wiring caused by do-it-yourself fixes or using previous electricians who were improperly trained. When outlets and plugs start to fall out, it's a very dangerous problem, and leaving them unrepaired can cause fire and or electrocution. Call Mr. Electric today, family-owned and operated for 33 years, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mr. Electric, never a charge for the consultation, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710.
AM 1470, WNN, is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The following sponsored programs are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome to the show. And, of course, you are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. My name is John Hollis. I'm the host for today's show. And, of course, we want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Robert Gluck, attorney, and, of course, SoundPillow.com, where sleep never sounded so good. We can actually go to SoundPillow.com and find out more information. Lakeview Health Group, and you can go to LakeviewHealthGroup.com and find out about their treatment options. If you are suffering with mental health issues or you're suffering with addiction, you can go to Lakeview Health Group and find out more information there. You can also check out Dive In Adventures, their sponsor for today's show. Also, Dive In Adventures is a dive company that is not only here locally in South Florida, but Jonah Gaza from Dive In Adventures is going to be on a radio show with us today, and he's going to be, of course, on all of the extended listeners through Blog Talk Radio, through, of course, Twitter podcast and Facebook and all of the rest of the listeners that are out there listening today. We, of course, after our first break, we're going to have Jonah on, and we're going to sit down and we're going to speak with him. But if you get a chance before we go on, you want to check out a really wild, wild website. Go to diveinadventures.com. I got to tell you, now, when I looked at this, and I looked at the over, let's realistically think about life. It's the new year. How many times have I sat on the couch and I said, you know, I really want to do this, but I never stopped watching the Flintstones long enough to go do anything? Or how many times did I want to try something new in my life and never did it because fear got in the way? See, there's so many different things out there as people that want to experience life and really good life that we can do to have a really good time. And Dive In Adventures, at their website, diveinadventures.com, you're going to see what it looks like to be under the ocean, hanging out in the calm seas with the beautiful, beautiful reefs and the beautiful fish and all of the beautiful underwater scenery that is on the website. But here's the great news, that if you really choose to, you don't even have to look at it on the website. You can actually call them in person. schedule a dive, and they will literally bring you right to where those pictures are and to help you to experience it firsthand. I know for myself that when, of course, things in my life became half full instead of half empty, I started to look for things that were going to enhance my life and things that I could do to have fun with. And, of course, dive-in adventures became part of my list. So I ask you, if you are listening today, to please check out their website. If you're anywhere other than South Florida, the good news is if you are planning a vacation to South Florida, you can always call ahead to schedule that, personal dive with your personal dive guide that will actually bring you through the process. And, of course, Jono is going to be talking to us more about that right after our first break. I also want to take this time to, of course, announce to everybody that our shows, of course, through the week, we're Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. every day. Saturdays is 4 to 6. Sundays is 9 to midnight. And, of course, we do a lot of information through the week. Like today, of course, it's open forum today. Tuesday is about spiritual recovery. We do Wednesday, which is vegan and wellness. Thursday is open forum. Friday is relationship issues. If you have a broken picker, well, the broken picker fixer can help you with it. You want to check out Dawn. She takes informational calls on bad relationships or how you can get into a good one, how you can pick more healthier people in a relationship. Saturday is Third Eye Live. Third Eye Live is a production of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we put together a panel of holistic and metaphysical people, and we all talk about, of course, different information from news that's happening in Haiti to things that are going on with astrology. So all types of different things are talked about in that base. And, of course, we also do a spiritual component from 5 to 6 on Saturday. So if you're checking us out today, there's more to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show than just this show. Check us out at holisticlifestylesradio.com, and all of the information is there. And, of course, all of our sponsors, who, without them, we would not be sitting here today. I want to go to our first break, and, of course, when we come back, we're going to have Dive-In Adventures and the founder, Jonathan Gaza, who goes by Jono, just like Bono. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive-In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive-In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive-In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive-In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive-In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive-In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose. Then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, host for today. Of course, we are in studio live at WNN 1470 AM right here in Boca Raton, and we are with Jono Gaza from Dive-In Adventures, and he can be looked at diveinadventures.com. Check out his information there. But, Jono, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me, John.
It's a beautiful day, huh?
Yeah, it is a great day. Nice and sunny.
You know, when you decided that you were going to have your whole life based on becoming a person that was capable of helping people to experience new life conditions underwater, did you ever think it would get to the point where it's at today?
No, I saw myself as being an instructor, mm-hmm. but it was something that I saw more of being able to travel around a bit and mm-hmm. being able to help people experience different types of diving in different parts of the world. And then I really just saw that there is something just very, very special about diving. And it didn't take long, but it was a couple of years into it that it really just, inside my core, it just affected me and just changed the entire path of where I wanted to go with diving and how I wanted to help people appreciate it and understand what this unique environment is.
Did you start to do this at a younger age? When did you start actually diving for the first time yourself?
I started diving really around, I was in my early 20s.
Okay.
And
was that here or was that in Australia?
In Australia.
In Australia.
And
with all the sharks?
Yeah, with all the shags.
Yeah,
which are great. And when I started, I pretty much instantly knew that this was something that was going to be contagious in my life, and it just continued carrying on.
You know, everybody gets to carry a message. You know, I have had people on the show that carry a message of vegan lifestyles. You know, you have people that come on and they have all types of messages on how to heal yourself. This is a message that is a pure message of, hey, listen, you know, there's an alternative way to be able to go out there and have fun, and this is it. Put on a tank and jump in the water with me. What's that process go? I mean, it's not just about, hey, listen, me and you are going to leave the studio today, go throw on a tank and jump in the water. There's a process that has to go behind that, right?
Yeah, there is. There is a lot of knowledge that you need to know. It's not as simple as just throw a tank on and, you know, let's go down 60 feet, 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, I think, get this idea that it is really something simple. And what I try and let people know and make people understand is that we're not fish. And in order to pretend to be a fish, we have to know what to do to breathe underwater and know what the pressure underwater is doing on our body. Because that's one of the biggest issues that we have when we're diving is the change of pressure. And we're not quite used to it as people.
So, and again, you can get very sick if you don't come up correctly and you don't do the things that you need to do while you're resurfacing, correct?
Correct, yeah. One of the things most people have heard about the bends, and mm-hmm. that's one of the, you know, the fears of scuba diving.
Okay.
And it's really from earlier days in scuba diving when it was first starting, when people just were figuring out what the effects of pressure were, how the bends affected people, and nitrogen buildup inside our bloodstream.
Okay.
And once we've learned that, and, you know, over the last two and a half decades, it's really just changed significantly the greater knowledge base of what diving is and how we can do things to protect ourselves before we even get into the water.
So when somebody goes, by the way, if you're just tuning in with us, we are listening, or you are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we have our guest, Jono Gaza, who is with Dive In Adventures, and you can go to diveinadventures.com and check out what they do, but he's literally sitting down with us today and explaining to us the dive procedures and the fun that they have and the different things that go on while you're diving and, you know, how you can go on tours and things like that. So, Jono, one of the questions I have for you is, you know, you go through the process of getting certified. Now, what types of dives can people become involved with? Can they, you know, go with you as, you know, just a dive tour, or what's the different types of things that they can become involved with at Dive In Adventure?
Dive In Adventures, what we do is we really focus on that specific customer service. So we really cater to each individual and what they want as far as diving, whether it be a Discover Scuba Dive where they're just trying to get their feet wet in a sense. And
No pun intended.
And see what diving is, and if it is something that would trigger an interest in them. Most people, when they do that, they continue on and they end up getting their certification.
Is certification, when we talk about certification, I do want to make a point of this. There is a different levels of certification, right, for the different lengths or levels of depth you got to, correct?
Correct, yes. It starts off with your open water diver certification, and then you continue on to an advanced open water diver, which allows you to go a little bit deeper and gives you a little bit more education as far as different types of diving, whether it be drift diving, which is pretty common in this part of South Florida, night diving, wreck diving, different types of diving of that sort. And then you continue on with the rescue diving course, which that's actually my favorite course to teach people.
Really?
In that you're really, you've got people that are interested in diving at this point, and now you're teaching people to rescue themselves, but also how to help other people. And a lot of people, if they might hear rescue situation for diving, and they're thinking somebody's drowning, or, you know, they're underwater and unconscious, bad images, these negative images come into people's minds a lot of times with that. But most of the rescues that happen are very simple. A person's BCD, which is the jacket that keeps them floating, is twisted or it's not inflating properly, and it's just a simple reconnect a hose or ask them to inflate their BCD. And something very simple, but it can become something that really turns into a major issue if you don't get on top of it quickly and help people out. And so with the rescue course, that's where you learn to identify these issues before they become major.
And while you're under the water.
Well, you're under the water or you're on the surface.
Okay. Yeah, so you might be getting ready to go in and say, oh, wait a minute, you got a problem there. It
exactly.
could be a potential problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And one of the, when you look at the certification levels, once you get your certification levels and you start to, you know, get more into the diving aspect of it, I want you to take the time and give us some scenarios that you've experienced. Good experiences that you've taken, like when you go underwater, what are some of the things that, and you know, you got to kind of paint a picture for us here, because we're not underwater, we're not fish, as you said, you know. So what makes it so extravagant to go under the water for the first time, and you see what's some of the things that you see under there?
One of the most amazing parts of diving is that it is so surreal. It's on planet Earth, but it is nothing like what we experience on land ever. The reef ecosystems in particular have so much life and variety of marine life, from obviously larger sharks, your turtles, to tiny, tiny little creatures that are the size of a pinky nail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's once you can start to just settle down and you've gotten yourself and sitting on the sand, which is one of my favorite things to do, just put my knees on the sand, underwater.
Yeah,
I'm 60 feet, 80 feet, 100 feet underwater, and I just sit. And this entire world just passes in front of you, and you become part of this marine environment very quickly. The what happens a lot of times is you're swimming along, the fish might move away from you, but as you slow down or if you stop, all those fish come back and they come right next to you and they become curious. The fish are, you know, they want to know, what is this animal in the water?
So depending on how you react with some fish, I mean, like if you're underwater with a barracuda, you know, that's going to be a little bit different than being under water with a schnook.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm the wrong person to talk to about that, because for me, a barracuda is just one of the most amazing things. And I was recently diving on a wreck, and I had this barracuda. I believed it was a female and probably about 4 foot long, so a decent-sized barracuda. And she was just right next to me, maybe 2 feet from me for most of this hour-long dive. And we just were sort of playing with each other in a sense. And I was doing photography, and I...
And by the way, Jono is an underwater photographer, too, which is pretty incredible. See his site to see some of his stuff. Go ahead.
And I just kept getting closer and closer to her with the camera, and I really believe that I could have actually touched this barracuda with my face had it not been for my camera in between us.
Oh, that's cool.
She was not at all worried about my presence or concerned with me and what I was doing, and in turn just kept doing these loops in front of me and really just very curious about me. And it just showed me again that these ideas that we have so many times of these vicious barracudas or aggressive sharks it's far-fetched for the most of the time. And if you're thinking of a great white shark, they're a little bit different. But most of the time, these things are not out to get us. They're there, and they're curious about us just as we're curious about them. And that's one of my most amazing parts. When I see these animals, and I can go towards them, and they can come towards me, and there creates this sort of understanding that we both don't know a lot about each other, but we know enough that we want to see each other and see what we're doing in this environment.
Amazing. If you've been listening, we're speaking with Jono Gaza from the Dive In Adventures. You can go to diveinadventures.com and check out their information. And he's been explaining to us, of course, the procedures on getting certified to dive and the different certifications. But most importantly, he just got done explaining what the opportunity of going under the water and being with our friends under the water is all about. And if you don't think that's spiritual, then I feel bad, because that was just amazing what you explained to me. That's what a spiritual aspect, to think that, you know, we walk around on the earth every day. When we climb into the water, we get to have a spiritual understanding of other creatures that we would never have. So, and you make that possible. Jono, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about Dive In Adventures and some of the opportunities that people have here locally and, of course, domestically and internationally to come and take advantage of what you're doing.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack, Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
John Hollis with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and I'm just sitting here when Jono was talking about how we might be able to do a live broadcast from the bottom of the sea. That would be an interesting thing, wouldn't it, to be able to talk about everything that's going on. And of course, Joe, our tech, would have to be there on the boat. Joe's going, yeah, right, uh-huh. At least he's going to be up on the boat. You know, we are sitting here with Jono Gaza from Dive In Adventures. And, Jono, the first half of the show was just incredible. Spiritually speaking, just the things that you explained. We do have some information that was just given to us by Jono that the encounter pictures of him and the female, it was the female barracuda, are going to be up on your website. You're going to get ready to upload them.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'll have them up by probably Wednesday this week.
And you're married, correct?
Yes, I am. Okay. Yeah, beautiful wife and two great children as well.
Do they get a little bit crazy over the fact that, you know, daddy goes under the water all the time? Or?
My three-year-old son, he gets extremely excited every time I tell him I'm going diving, and he comes back, and I come home, and he says, Daddy, did you see a shark? Did you see a turtle? Did you see a barracuda? He asks all these different animals that I've seen and gets really excited when I do see them, and I'm not sure what it conjures up in his mind, but I just can tell that there is this knowing that he has of what it would be like underwater.
Brings up a question of how old do you have to be to get certified to be able to dive?
To be able to dive, you start at 10 years old.
Okay.
And what you would get is called a junior open water diver certification. And as soon as you're 15, on your 15th birthday, all you do is re-register and then you continue on. So you're doing the entire course, but what it does is it limits children from the ages of 10 to 14 to dive with either an instructor or an adult who is certified as well, and it keeps them to a particular depth.
So this is a great opportunity for parents that might be listening to get somebody active, their children active with something positive, and to be part of the eco-friendly system that's taking place. And that brings up a point. I'm sure you see a lot of things while you're down there that are man-made. May it be balloons that turtles are choking on, may it be bottles and cans, and it's got to be depressing to you to come across stuff like that.
Yeah, it is. You do see a lot of bottles and cans, and it just, especially in today's day and age, there's enough knowledge out that all of us should know that we need to take care of our environment, we need to take care of our home, and if we do, she'll take care of us. And That's something that I think a lot of people forget.
And we take it for granted. You know, we take
yes,
it for granted that the fact that the shelf lines that are off our coast make South Florida one of the most beautiful places to come and hang out at. And if you continue to ruin what you have, what are you going to end up with? You're going to end up with, you know, no offense, but a Jersey coastline. You know, and again, I mean, this is, you know, I grew up on the Jersey coastline. I grew up in Wildwood, New Jersey. And over the years, we just watched it get worse and worse and worse and worse. And, you know, today, one of the things that I really appreciate is the fact that you can go to the ocean here and you can enjoy a beautiful coastline. You can enjoy a beautiful scenery. And we want to keep it beautiful.
One of the things that I really enjoy, and this section of South Florida in particular, is the sort of Broward County, Palm Beach County section is really quite special as far as diving, especially because the secret that it holds. When people think about diving in Florida, most people automatically think the Keys, and they want to go to the Keys and do one of those dives. And there's some great diving in the Keys. But the quality of the reef, the health of the reef, the abundance of marine life here is second to none in anywhere I've been in the U.S. And it's kind of a secret for the dive operators in this area. And nobody really wants it to explode like what has happened to the dive industry in the Keys. We want to keep it something small and unique, but obviously allow it to continue to grow so businesses can continue to flourish. But another thing is the divers in this area, most of them are extremely helpful in that area, and they're responsible divers. They're not people that are throwing their cigarette butts into the ocean. They're not throwing their bottles and paper into the ocean, and it really makes a difference. And you can see that in that you don't come across rubbish underwater every dive. It is something that you do come across, unfortunately, but there have been some spots around the world that I've seen that it doesn't matter where you're diving, there's trash in the water.
Okay. So it isn't as the same here as it would be in other places. It's actually less than.
There is less. And to say less, there is still too much, but it is better than so many other spots around the world.
So when you see, you know, like the different turtle facilities that are having reef cleans, and you're seeing the different organizations that are going out and saying, listen, we need to go out there and we need to make some, you know, they just cleaned up all those tires and all that stuff. That was a major eco-friendly mistake by our government, but we won't get into that today. that's a show all in itself. But when you go out there and you kind of all work together, 15, 20, 30 boats out there, and you're all doing this and you're cleaning up, do you do that on an annual basis? How do you approach that? Do you get together with your friends and go out and clean and stuff like that?
Yes, there are a couple times a year that we do beach cleans or reef cleans, and it really is very, very effective as far as the amount of rubbish that is collected and it creates that community, and that's something that's very special as well, in that you have a group of people, and whether it be 5 people or 5,000 people, it's creating this community with people that are all trying to do something to better everyone's life in the area.
Absolutely. So when you came from Australia to the United States, how old were you?
I was born in Chicago,
okay.
And I've been to Australia back and forth throughout my life.
Okay.
And the last time that I left Australia was in 2003 or 2004. It was a number of years ago now. But
do you see an apparent difference between your dive community here and your dive community there?
The dive industry itself is very similar. You have your dive shops and the equipment sales and the doing their courses. The dive community here is definitely a little bit different. Australia is a beautiful place. It's so unique. The type of diving that you get is very different than the type of diving you get here. But you get a lot more, in this area, you get a lot more of the local people and an older generation that's diving. Whereas in Cairns and Queensland, northeastern Australia, you get a lot of younger people. We call them backpackers, and the backpackers are they're young kids that are, you know, somewhere 18 to early 20s, and they're the ones that are really driving that industry there. And
if you're just tuning in with us, we're speaking with Jono Gaza. He's with Dive In Adventures, and Jono's been gracious enough to come in today and explain to us not only, of course, the actual process of becoming certified to dive, but also the spiritual approach to what do you see when you're down there, and how spiritually the spiritual atmosphere of being under the water. And most importantly, he's been able to talk to us about, of course, the green aspect of this, the healthy environment. The more that we remain healthy on our coastlines, the more, of course, we have a healthier, species like fish and crab and all of that stuff. So, and of course, the turtles, and keeping the turtles safe, because turtles die every day from choking on balloons and everything else. So all of these things, you're actually, by being involved in the dive industry, you're able to help the ecosystem and, of course, bring people a new spiritual understanding that they've never had before.
Yeah, it's a great thing to be a part of. It just, the joy that I get when I see people that are diving, whether it's a group of certified divers and you get back on the boat and everyone's excited to share their stories of what they saw, or you get a new diver that I'm teaching someone to dive, and when you see those saucer-sized eyes underwater the first time they go under, it just brings such joy, because you know that it's really this new world that they've encountered. And I think something that makes me special as an instructor is that I do remember those first dives, and I do remember the feelings that I had when it was all so new to me, and I was all over the place.
It isn't just a job for you. It's actually an adventure every day going down there.
Every day, yeah, every day. And there are days when it's a little bit cold or it's a little bit windy and the seas are a bit choppy, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a rough day. But I get out on the boat, and it's just beautiful here, sunny Florida, and I go, and you get underwater, and it just... Any bad feelings you could have, or bad thoughts, negative ideas, they just get blown away with the tide, because when you get under there, it changes your entire persona and your outlook on the rest of the day.
An outlook on life, I'm sure.
Yes, it does.
You get to hold on to that. And I've met a lot of people over the years. Of course, being here in South Florida for 17 years, I've met people that have just come here exclusively to go diving. And they do it once a year. You know, that's their vacation. They get on a plane, they come down here, they dive, they hang out, and they enjoy being in South Florida. Of course, you know, when you're coming down from Chicago or Minnesota in February, you tend to enjoy South Florida, but they come down primarily to do dives. And what I've found is that everybody says the same thing. What they bring back with them keeps them for the rest of the year. Those experiences and sharing the photos and underwater photos and all that stuff.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that come year after year here, and there's a number of my customers that every time they come down, they contact me, and we go out and we do dives, and it's just nice to see whether it's people that I've just met that were already certified, or customers of mine that I certified, and I get to see them progress and become a better diver and more proficient with their air consumption and better with their buoyancy, and you see people that start looking, when people start diving, they're looking for the big things, the sharks, the turtles, the large barracudas, things of that sort, and then they start getting smaller, and they're looking at the snappers and the hogfish, and then they get smaller, and they're looking at damselfish, and then they get really small, and they're looking at arrow-lined crabs and Peterson cleaner shrimps and these things that are just so small, and so many people swim past them so often. But when you really get into it, then, and you start seeing those things, this entire world opens up.
So it's almost like, stopping to smell the roses underwater.
It really is. It really is, yeah. Stopping to smell the corals.
I love it. I love it. You know, I have, of course, looked at your website, and at diveinadventures.com, there's a lot of different information there, and there's information on certifications. There's information on how you started. There's information on different, you know, film that you've shot underwater. But most inclusively with the website, what I found is that you make it almost like you would when you go under the water with you. You make it so informative that a person, by the time they're done reading your site, wants to call you to set an appointment. So I think that it's really important for people to check out the diveinadventures.com website, because if you have thought about diving, or maybe you're saying to yourself, you know, well, you know, maybe I'm going to take the shot this year. My New Year's resolution is I'm going to do something different this year, and I've always wanted to dive, and I'm going to go check that out at Dive In Adventures. Please check out the website, because I think that you're going to understand, you know, exactly what Jono and his staff does for everybody. And not only that, but you're out of several different places. You can go out of Point, and you can go out of Pompano Beach. Where's Juneau Beach? There's a couple other places you go out of, right?
Yeah, I do. Most of the inlets in this immediate area, I do Pompano or the Hillsborough Inlet, Pompano Beach, Deerfield Beach, the Boca Inlet, Boynton Inlet, Palm Beach Inlet, and then all the way up to Jupiter.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, and since you started the process of helping people was 10 years ago, is that correct?
Yes, I've been a dive instructor for full-time for over 10 years.
Over 10 years. And what are some of the, or like your master's certification, what is your certifications that enables you to be able to help people become certified?
I am, as far as the organization PADI is concerned, I am a master scuba diver trainer, which allows me to teach people all the way from the beginning open water certification course through Dive Master, which is actually a professional course.
Okay.
So I can teach people everything and in between, and you know, open people up to it. And
well, it means you had to work diligently to get to that point.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's not something that you can just do in a matter of a couple months.
So it's not a $99 situation.
It really isn't. Unfortunately, there are some people that put that out and, you know, put this sign on the window, $99, and then people get lured into it and find out that it's really, you know, $1,000 that you're looking at.
It's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So as far as a sport is concerned, or as far as an adventure is concerned, or as far as a new alternative way of looking at life is concerned, because that's what it is. Going under the water is another alternative way of looking at life.
It really is.
So when you have that, it could, you know, it's not something that's going, it's going to be relatively, you know, costly at the very beginning, but over time, the more you do it, of course, that cost factor is pennies.
Yes, it really is. And it starts out as, it's a high cost to learn to do this, and I think the dive industry has cheated themselves in some ways to just get people certified very quickly. And that's something, when I started Dive In Adventures, I never wanted to do something that just quickly got people through, and at the end of it, they're not comfortable, they don't have the confidence to dive, and then most times they end up not diving, and a year goes by, and they still haven't done any more diving, because who's going to go underwater in an environment they're not comfortable with, and to do use equipment they're not confident with? And so what I do, and the instructors that I've very carefully chosen do, is focus on that training aspect of it and making sure that we get people more of an understanding than just the diving side of it, but what's going on underwater. I want people to know what the fish are that they saw, so they start learning the names of these fish. And these are the things that, as we're teaching people, these are the things that are going to keep people coming back and looking more for, I want to see that sheep's head, and look for it and search for it, because that, now they know it. And so then they continue to dive. And that's what I've really focused on with Dive In Adventures, is to create that environment where people do want to continue to explore.
We are speaking with, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Jono Gaza from Dive In Adventures. You can go to diveinadventures.com. You can also call them at 888-655-6420. Again, that number is 888-655-6420 if you want to be able to schedule maybe just sitting down and speaking with Jono. He has no problem talking with somebody and talking about what they can do for you and actually talk about what we've been talking about today. He's a great guy. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more of Jono and Dive In Adventures and talking about how we can be spiritual through diving. We'll be back right after this message.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show has Dive In Adventures in as a guest today on WNN 1470 AM. We're with Jono Gaza from Dive In Adventures. He's the founder. You can go to diveinadventures.com to check out more information there. And, of course, check out their website, which is all-inclusive, and they got all types of information there. If you're, you know, somebody that's new, has never dived before and want to check it out, or somebody that has been diving for years, great website to go check out. Also, I want to take this opportunity to, of course, we had discussed, the whole show has been discussing the spiritual aspect of diving and going underwater for the first time and getting entrenched in, you know, the new world underwater and all of the beautiful things that are going around your head and your surrounding area and all of the beautiful things that you see and the reefs and all of that. But there's also another process to it that was just being discussed while we were at break, and that's the wrecks. You know, if you're a pirate, this is going to be right up your alley, man. You get to go down and look for gold, huh?
That's it, yeah.
So what, you get some wrecks out there, or they actually, sink some of these vessels so you can go out and dive through these, right?
Yeah, Palm Beach County has been really, really great with the artificial reef program, and part of that artificial reef program is creating wrecks where people can dive on. And one of the things that it does as well is it creates a home for all of the marine life.
Uh-huh.
And you get, there's a couple of wrecks out of the Boynton Inlet now where we have Goliath groupers, which were very close to becoming extinct in this sort of area. And right now we have about 20 resident Goliath groupers on one of the wrecks in the area.
Wow.
And it's just amazing to see a 450-pound fish that is
huge.
2 feet from you. Oh, they're ginormous. Yeah, they're great.
It's like having a 50-pound barrel with gills.
Yeah, it really is. And the nice thing about it is they're so docile. And the worst thing that they're going to do is this great grunt that they do. And
you can hear it?
Oh, you can hear it. And
really?
It's them saying, hey, this is my house, and get away. And and it's just, for me, it just brings such enjoyment when I get close to them, and they're pretty wary and they don't want to get too close, but you see these big huge mouths open up and you see through their gills and hear these grunts.
It's unusual to think that, you know, there's communication skills with something under the ocean, but you're sitting here telling me that you can communicate. It's like I communicate with my cats, I communicate with my dog, but to communicate with a fish that's 250 pounds is pretty incredible.
Yeah,
you know?
It's something special.
So when you're in a position and you're going into a dive, and from what I understand, diving into a ship is a lot different than just doing a dive, because you can get caught in these ships. You can, you know, bad things can take place. You really have to have the certification levels to correctly do that.
Yes, correct. It's not something that you want to just go in and swim right through, and especially on a lot of the larger wrecks, it's very easy. It's dark in there. The only light that you have is from the torch that you're carrying or the flashlight you're carrying through there, and it's very easy to get turned around and not know which way is up, which way is down, where you came in from, and some bad things can happen that way. So there are some courses that you can do. The wreck adventure course is one where it teaches you about tying lines and proper entry and exit into wrecks, and things that you want to look out for, and cables, that sort of thing that you can get tangled on, and
or you get any piece of your equipment stuck on. And you can't,
yeah,
get
you
like
tear
your
BCD, and you start, air keeps coming out of your BCD. That can obviously be an issue.
That could
so
be an
these
issue.
Are things you want to understand before you do it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be down there and have my breathing apparatus fail. That could be ugly. So what I want to do right now is I want to take some time to, of course, talk about two different things. First of all, coming up here, Daniel Lubers and, of course, Jono are going to be working out over the next few weeks how we could specifically get together and do a reef clean and a reef sweep and do a live broadcast with that, and to promote being healthy and making sure that our waters are clean and how people can be involved with that. So more is going to be revealed on that over the next few weeks on the show, on how we're going to do that and how we're going to look to start getting some sponsors to be involved with that. The other thing is that Diving Adventures is a organization that I want to take the opportunity to thank, because, again, we have an opportunity to be able to share experience, strength, and hope with our certain situations, and then we have people like Rashid from Griffin's Loft. We have other folks that are on the show, like Dawn the Broken Picker Fixer, Third Eye Live. These are all productions of Holistic Lifestyles Radio. And if it wasn't for people like Jono from Diving Adventures, these shows would never be aired because they took the time to sponsor us. And I want to thank you personally for the sponsorships and the things that you've done with us to be able to keep our message going. And at the same time, it's so apropos that you came here today with one of the biggest spiritual messages that I've been excited about. And I get excited about spiritual messages, but, you know, when you look at it from underneath the sea, you know, it brings me back to that old Beatles song, I'd like to be an octopus in the garden in the rain, you know. And when you hear that song, it sounds so cool, but it is so cool because you explained it with elegance. And I want to thank you for being on our show today. It was great. You can reach Jono at diveinadventures.com, and if you'd like to check out his services or you want to find out more about diving, or maybe you want to give it as a gift certificate, or give it away as a gift to your child growing up and you want them to experience this, or you want to experience yourself, diveinadventures.com, and you can also call them at 888-655-6420. I'm going to give you that number. It's 888-655-6420. And on closing, because we have about 2 minutes before we have to close, what would you like to say to anybody that's listening?
Biggest thing is for people when they do go diving or are thinking about going diving is in our lives today, which is just so fast, and we complain about our internet's not fast enough and we forget about dial-up and how we used to do that and sit and wait. But life is just moving by so quickly and so many things are just passing us by, and I think a lot of us are not seeing everything that we could be doing. And one of the things that I really is one of the most amazing parts of diving to me is that when we get underwater, when I'm underwater and everything just stops and the only thing I have are my thoughts, and that is something that's so needed in today when we are just rushing and trying to get from A to B as quickly as possible. I think all of us do need some time to slow down and just take in, and we're not smelling the roses, but we're smelling the corals, and really enjoy that and take that time for ourselves.
And have a new experience.
Yeah.
And if it might be somebody that hasn't done it in a while, and maybe you need to stop and go back and have an old experience, that could be a new experience.
Yeah.
You know, so these are you know, the days and times that we get to experience new things. We are, of course, here to be able to give you information of safe, reliable information that you can take advantage of. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show wants to thank our listeners on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, our listeners on WNN 1470 AM.
And I'd like to thank you, John, for hosting me and for Holistic Lifestyles Radio. I think you're doing a great thing, and I appreciate what you're doing on air, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that feel the same.
Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate that. If you are tuned in today and you liked what you heard, tune in tomorrow, 2 to 3. Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, Saturday, 4 to 6, Sunday from 9 to 11. And, of course, let's say it the way it should be said. Any day we're above dirt is a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express permission. Opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
This is Steve Kane with a warning from Mr. Electric. Bad electrical wiring is a fire hazard. Old fuse boxes and circuit breakers were not designed to take the stress of modern high-voltage appliances like flat-screen TVs, computers, and home entertainment systems. You also may be in danger from bad wiring caused by do-it-yourself fixes or using previous electricians who were improperly trained. When outlets and plugs start to fall out, it's a very dangerous problem, and leaving them unrepaired can cause fire and or electrocution. Call Mr. Electric today. Family owned and operated for 33 years, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mr. Electric, never a charge for the consultation, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Join Dr. Alvin Stein for No Bones About It, Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m., only on WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago, all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for Barry Supplement Hour, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 11 to 1, and Tuesdays at noon, only on South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Listen, it's a baby fell in a pool. Please tell, we'll how long he fell in the pool.
My son was in the pool, you know. I don't know what happened. Please, 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 help me. He's coming out blood.
It's an emergency. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, I don't think he's dead. It's my baby in the pool.
I'm Broward Sheriff Al Lamberti. What you just heard were actual 911 calls. Drowning is the number one cause of death for children under five in Broward County. You turned your back for a moment. You didn't know your child was outside until you found him at the bottom of the pool. You frantically dialed 911, desperate to turn back time and have your child safe again. Every year, young children die in backyard pools. Install a pool fence and backdoor alarm. But please remember that constant supervision is the best way to protect your child from drowning. For more information, visit our website, sheriff.org.
Check it out, it's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Did you know that the Broward Metropolitan Planning Organization is responsible for transportation planning in Broward County? You can be involved in this process. To find out more, visit our website at www.broward.org/MPO or call 954-357-6608. The Broward County MPO, providing transportation solutions for the 21st century.
With the uncertainty of today's financial marketplace, you're probably asking yourself, what should I be doing with my money right now? What you need are financial experts to guide you during these volatile times. Contact Bob Diamond and Michael Stern at Newbridge Securities by calling toll-free 866-361-8695.
That's 866-361-8695. With over 35 years of experience, Bob and Michael can separate the usual from the unusual, the normal from the rhetoric, and give you the story behind the story that many times can lead to that special investment opportunity you probably won't hear about elsewhere. In these extraordinary times of distrust and confusion with investment professionals and their priorities, Bob and Michael can offer alternatives as they identify the diamonds in the rough. Call Bob Diamond and Michael Stern toll-free at 866-361-8695. That's 866-361-8695. Once again, 866-361-8695. If your net worth has taken a hit, you may feel that now is the wrong time to take on a new expense. Ironically,